All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Thursday, January 19th. And yesterday, the Dow suffered its worst day since December, but stocks are still up for the month. Fed Vice Chair Brainard is speaking today. JP Morgan Chase CEO warns of inflation. We still have earnings pouring in this morning from Procter & Gamble, this afternoon from Netflix. So what's happening? Will the markets keep falling? And most importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Gosh. I mean, we got to switch over to the S&P, and just a couple of days ago, we had the battle around 4,000, and now, very quickly, we have the battle around 3,900. Mark, what's happening here?
Interesting slide, Marcus. A decent down day yesterday, S&P down 1.6%. So that is kind of starting things. After opening above 4,000, it looked like we were going to see possible support around there, but not the case. And a little bit of a continuation lower today.
Yeah, and this just like this, we talked about it for the last few days, but just like this, we slice through the 200-day moving average as if there's nothing. So no support there whatsoever from the 200-day moving average, no support from 4,000. And now the question is, will we fall back into the range where we have been in December between 3,800 and 3,900, or will we find some support at 3,900 and maybe move back into the range between 3,950 and 4,100? I think this is where today and tomorrow will show what the markets want to do.
And you mentioned that we're still positive for the month, and that is true for the S&P and the NASDAQ, but the Dow actually down for the month now. With this continued move lower, trading around 33,000, just above 33,000 right now.
Yeah, so we got to talk about it. What's causing this? Because looking at the economic calendar, pretty light. I mean, Monday was a holiday, Martin Luther King Day. Then we had Tuesday, the Empire State Manufacturing Index coming out. Core PPI actually giving us good data. But it seems that the whole narrative of bad data is good, that's tipping right now, good for the markets.
You're absolutely right. Good news was bad news was good. And now, in a bit of normalcy for the markets, bad news seems to be bad news. In fact, PPI, that contraction being down 0.5%, it was the fifth worst since PPI data has been tracked, the weakest since 2009, not counting COVID when things got a little bit weird there, but really just bad news. And retail sales also disappointing, negative news, and it seems like traders are responding to that and the economy more than what the Fed will do right now.
Right, because this is where, if you look at the probabilities for the next Fed meeting, I mean, 92%, let me actually refresh this because a little bit earlier it was at 96%. Let's see where it is right now. 94% probability of a 0.25% hike. So the Fed taking the pedal off the metal a little bit. So we will see. But the probabilities haven't changed yet. So this dot plot still shows, okay, maybe towards the end of the year, they will start decreasing rates. So that's a little bit surprising.
Yeah, not a big change there probability-wise, like you pointed out. And we go from a situation where right now the certainty based on the probabilities is the Fed raises a 0.25 and that we stay at these higher rates for most of the year. But then the uncertainty or the question is how far we drop or if the Fed even needs to put on the gas a little bit more, which at least one person in the financial world thinks that the Fed is going to do, Mr. Jamie Dimon.
Fed Chief Powell has some competition because everybody was just looking at what will Powell say. And now Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, has been actually very vocal over the last few months. I mean, he was first talking about, okay, the worst recession is ahead of us. And then he said called for a mild recession. But right now, he's in Davos right now in Switzerland at the World Economic Forum. And he says, well, he believes that the rates will rise above 5% because there's still a lot of underlying inflation. And this morning, when the markets heard that, they did not like this because during the European session, if you look at the E-mini Nasdaq futures, we have already been sliding, heading into the open today.
Yeah, pretty sharp slide there. We did have some data this morning as well, but definitely a drop from the European session to the U.S. Open.
Yeah, and I mean, since you mentioned it, this morning, super interesting. So the Philly Fed Manufacturing Index was released, and then the unemployment claims. And the unemployment claims, again, coming in lower than expected. And this just shows that, okay, we got PCE under control, CPI under control, PPI. I mean, all of these inflation reports seem to point in the right direction, but the labor market still remains strong. And this is where the fear is right now, that the Fed will keep tightening to soften the labor market to really cause more unemployment, and that this might actually tip the economy in a recession. And that's why we are seeing this slide right now in the markets.
Yeah, interesting unemployment claims numbers. And I mean, I mentioned it with our mastermind group this morning. Generally speaking, this is, you know, muted impact. It's a weekly report, so it's jobless claims from the prior week. But with the focus on the employment situation and jobs and what the Fed is trying to do with inflation, a pattern or a theme is significant. And this is where the theme has been, that unemployment claims are fewer and fewer, which suggests that we still have a very strong job market, which the Fed doesn't want.
But I think that's about to change because, I mean, yesterday Amazon started laying off 18,000 people. And then we also heard yesterday from Microsoft that they were laying off 18,000 people. We already heard from Slack that they are cutting their workforce, many other companies. So I do believe that we will see higher unemployment with the next employment report that's coming out in the beginning of February.
Yeah, so I'm absolutely with you, Marcus. I think that we're going to see a significant change with the monthly report and most likely unemployment claims picking up week to week. But so far, it's been a bit of a shock.
Yeah, so this is where this morning, if we look at the markets here, 5-minute chart of the S&P, we opened lower. And ever since, we have been moving lower. So still trading at session lows right now, an hour and a half into trading. The VIX climbing higher here, and but still at very low levels. But we are moving above 20 again after for a few days being below 20. And the VIX is the fear gauge, and this just shows that traders are saying, okay, what the heck is going on here? What are we going to do?
And that is the big question. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Marcus?
Well, we will talk about that in a moment. But let's take a look at earnings, because earnings this morning, Procter & Gamble reported earnings. And I mean, Procter & Gamble, that's what we saw here over the last couple of days, is a pretty big move for Procter & Gamble.
Yeah, big slide yesterday. And then you see some follow through today. So they reported mixed results. Their adjusted earnings per share were essentially in line with expectations, or I think slightly lower, but then revenue was better than expected.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then this afternoon we have the Netflix. I mean, this will be an interesting, because Netflix, as we know, a few times had dramatic drops. I mean, if we look at these drops that occurred here, I mean, that was a 23% drop after earnings. Here, the other one, I think it was getting close to 30%. Yeah, that was a 35% drop. So we will see what's happening with Netflix and the subscribers. And this is basically the first big tech company reporting here.
Sure. And what was just a behemoth and you know, one of the darlings of the market You see that you know, fall from grace, going back to 2021, December to May of last year. Nice little recovery, but earnings have been significant for this one, definitely for the last six quarters.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our trading and our positions, because right now we're still trading the wheel strategy, but we put a little twist to it right now, because the things that we like to trade, let's just talk about a trade that occurred this morning, are these earnings trades. So right here, Discover Financial, I mean, they also reported earnings, and they had a huge drop as a result of this. So from yesterday's close to this morning's open, they were down like almost 6.5% here. And this is where, with solid companies, this provides opportunities. So some of our mastermind members traded what, the 90, even the 89 put for DFS, which I think was a great call.
Yeah, this was a great call this morning. I, like you said, 89, 90, I know 91, some nice support at lower levels. That was the nice thing. You see that it was reacting to short-term support, but it was protected. The strike that was sold was protected by longer-term support, which is wonderful. I think it was a great trade, and I one of our mastermind members said that she was up 80%, I think 30 minutes into the trading session. You can't beat that.
Already taking profit. So, I mean, the question is, why didn't we take the trade? Well, because we already took a trade yesterday. And yesterday, we had a very similar scenario with PNC. So PNC also reported earnings, had a huge drop here. I believe that going into the open, the drop was, around 6%? Yeah. And then to the lows, it was 7.5%. And this is where we saw an opportunity to sell puts. I sold the 148, you sold the 147 put, which again is super solid here at support.
Yeah, I like the chart there. You see those support levels and some shorter term support right at the strikes, or with our strikes right below that, sorry. And then you see that longer term support, nice, just, you know, support zone, sideways chart, and the fundamentals on this one are strong too.
Yeah, because if we could do a quick click on the fundamentals, I mean, here in PowerX Optimizer, we already see a very nice 3.55% dividend yield, a fairly low PE ratio of 12.21. So we like this. And then we wanted to see, okay, how did PNC do in their quarterly statements? And I mean, revenue super solid, net income super solid. And even in the annual statement, I mean, if you look at this 2020, just a small dip, but then immediately catching up again in 2021. So looking at the fundamentals, super strong company. This is why we decided to trade it.
Yep, liking that one. And it's why we passed on the Discover trade, because the two of them are pretty correlated.
Yeah, this is where we look at our asset correlation. And this is where I'm right now in Google, Nvidia, and CTRA. And PNC, if you look at this, super low correlation to the other stocks that I have in the portfolio here. However, if we now add DFS, which is also a financial company, we see that PNC and DFS very highly correlated at 0.7. So for me, the cutoff here is at 0.6, 0.65. So 0.7, very high correlation. And we don't like this. So therefore, that's why we decided to skip on DFS today. But yeah, our mastermind members took PNC or DFS. I mean, either one was fine to take.
I liked it.
Yeah, let's take a look at the other one. CTRA. You want to say it? Come on, say it. Say it. Just say it.
I told you so.
Told you so. Told you so. Should have on Tuesday when you sold the calls against your existing positions at 26. I should have done the same. I should have done it. But I decided to wait because I thought that there was more upside potential. So I wanted to get a little bit more premium, and it's biting me in the butt. So while your calls will probably expire tomorrow, and you got what, 20 cents, 25 cents?
I actually got 15, but 15. As an ROI based on the stock price, it worked nicely for me.
Right. So this means that you were able to lower your break even by another 15 cents. My break even still at 24.86. Your break even lower right now because you did take the premium, which great.
Now let's get a nice push towards 26. We could do that. Tomorrow would be great.
Yeah. The Googles are doing their thing today, up 2%. So this is really nice. Right now, we are not call selling territory. See, my break even is at 104.28. So it still has to move a little bit higher, but we are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and I like to see that. We're getting towards the top of this recent range, hopefully entering back into a range that was established previously around that, you know, 94, 100 zone, and getting back up there will help us, or help put us in a position to sell calls, which is what I'd like to do. It's not behaving horribly, but it is frustrating to be in a position where you just can't sell calls, where it's actually trading in these ranges, right? It's not just a sell-off. It's trading in these ranges, which are great for the wheel, but gosh, I'd love this to pop up so I could start selling calls again.
Talking about selling calls, NVIDIA, I could just sell calls left and right here.
Yeah.
I mean, this was just beautiful. I sold the 165 a couple of weeks ago. Last week, I rolled into the 170. And right now, I have an opportunity to roll the 170. We talked about it yesterday. Should I do this? Should I stay in this? And it is absolutely tempting because right now on NVIDIA, just rolling into next week, I mean, when I was checking it right before the show, I could get $2.70. So that, based on my position size here, would be another almost $3,000 in premium, which again, lowers my break even by another $2.70. And I must say, this is super, super tempting.
Super tempting. Now, I know that when we asked the question yesterday, it did seem like a majority of the responses supported my idea to be like that girl in Frozen and to just let it go. What is it? Elsa?
Elsa. Let it go.
Elsa. Okay. Let it go. Let it go.
Well, so here's what I decided, that I will not do anything today and see where the chips fall tomorrow. Because if tomorrow, if we are below 170, it might just expire worthless. If we are trading right around 170, I might be able to roll for a nice profit here. And I hear you. And $3,000 is $3,000.
Yeah, I mean, this was a tough one. You know, there is an old saying that we like to joke about. And if you take a coin and you flip it in the air, the right answer will come to you before the coin lands.
That is a popular saying. I think, first of all, again, if you guys, you viewers have any comments and any suggestions there, drop it in, and then we will definitely keep you posted what I'm planning to do there. So right now, today, I want to see that I get a little bit more time decay out of the existing call that I have that expiring tomorrow, because time decay is really, really kicking in today. And then there might be an opportunity to roll it tomorrow into next week, or maybe even possibly to roll it up a little bit. So I'll definitely keep you posted there. And if you like this idea of that we are showing you exactly what we are doing, click on like, because this way we know what content you're interested in, and we're doing more of that.
Happy trading, right, everybody.
We're not done yet. I mean, this is where I need to say, okay, what is the next video that you should watch? The next video that you should watch is about rolling calls, because I think we've been talking about this a lot and it's very important. So take a look at this video right over there. Check it out of what our thoughts are when we are rolling calls, and then we'll see you tomorrow. And now you can say,
happy trading, everybody.
There we go.